You know, it can go one of two ways. They can either be fired up about it and come out on fire, or maybe they can be down in the dumps. Hopefully they're going to be down in the dumps, but I don't know about that.
The players on your team probably don't care either way, but a lot of history between Morningside and Hastings over the years.
Yeah, you know, a lot of history. And then one of my players informed me today at Shoot Around that we haven't won here in a very long time, which I thought was really nice for her to bring up. But, you know, a lot of history. We had a great game in December against them and came up short, so it should be a good game today.
Yeah, we match up pretty well with this team. Although they're the number one ranked team, played them to a 1-point ball game earlier this year.
Yeah, you know, I think we match up pretty well for the most part. The Teats kid in the middle is really tough, though. She's big and physical and great footwork, and we got to do a better job on her today and kind of give her post player some help, because it's just a really tough matchup one-on-one for them. But other than that, you know, I feel like we match up fairly well. Their zone caused us some issues the first game, and we'll see if we can go against it today.
So both teams coming off of losses. We dropped on the other night to Concordia by a couple of points on a simple face, but couldn't hit some free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, it was a really good game on Wednesday. You know, I thought both teams played fairly well. You know, we didn't turn it over. We shot the ball pretty well. We got screwed up defensively a couple times in the second half that let them get free at the three-point line. But, you know, we had our chances. We had four straight free throws with under 2 minutes to go when we were down by one, and we missed all four, and we went 5 of 15 overall. So anytime in close games, when you only make 5 of 15 free throws, you're not probably going to win too many of those games. So, but it was a good game, and hopefully we can build on that.
Other than the free throws, it was a pretty solid game against a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, it was a solid game. You know, I think, I don't remember how many turnovers they had, maybe 8, I think, and we shot over 40%, and they played pretty well as well. They got going in the second half a little bit from the three-point line that hurt us. But, you know, I thought for the most part we played really well, and besides the first 5 to 8 minutes, you know, we competed really hard. We came out a little sluggish and got in a hole, but once we kind of got going, I thought it was just a great back-and-forth game.
And just 14 points and 5 rebounds off of the bench. Is that an area of concern right now for you guys?
It is, but I don't think it's really anything new. You know, I don't feel like we have a super deep bench or a bench that, you know, our bench has to come in and just be solid. You know, besides maybe Jordan Johnson can get going a little bit from the three-point line. Other than that, you know, we don't have a ton of just, you know, big-time scorers coming off the bench. So they need to come in and just be really, really solid with what they do. And we weren't that on Tuesday. I thought we came in and we got screwed up defensively and gave them some open looks that they shouldn't have had open looks. So, you know, that's just where we're at, though. And if we can just, you know, accept those roles and come in and do what we were supposed to do, then I think we'll be okay with it.
So those players, other than Jordan, in there just to maybe chew up some minutes for you guys?
A little bit. You know, I think that, you know, if you look at their stats, McKenzie can come in and kind of score different ways, but, you know, she's not getting a ton of minutes right now, and she needs to improve defensively, and I think that would help her out. But, you know, Al can come in, Alex Edwards can come in and do some things for us, but none of them I feel like are going to come in and score 25 off the bench for us. And that's just how it is right now, which is okay. You know, you don't get too many bench players coming off the bench and scoring that many. So we just have to be solid when we sub out, though. Solid and make sure that we're really good defensively with our subs.
All right, it's Morningside here this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Mustangs as our pregame show continues after this.
The difference between clicking on a computer to order flowers versus having a conversation with the people who are going to pick and arrange the most appropriate bouquet. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers. My dad built his business knowing his customers, knowing their special occasions, and how they celebrated them. So a delivery from Bob Sass Flowers is now what it was then. Real people delivering real love. Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Gina Johansson. The Broncos on the road today in Sioux City to take on the number one ranked team in the nation, the Morningside Mustangs. 19-2. They're 11-2 in the conference. When we face this team, we always talk about the pressure defense right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, the first game, and they've shown out other games, obviously. It was 2-2-1 press, fallback 2-3, and And they really didn't trap us out of it. It was just kind of to slow us down and eat up some time on the shot clock, which they did a good job of that. I think they kind of maybe picked their spots a little bit. Dakota Wesleyan game, they really tried to press them and trap them and get them up and down. The first time we played them, it wasn't a ton, but it's something you got to handle. And then that 2-3 zone, if you turn it over, hopefully we throw it out of bounds, because if you turn it over near the top, it's going to be layups for them. So that pressure, we have to handle that as well.
We handled it pretty well the first time around. I think we had 13 turnovers against them.
Yeah, we did, and I thought we did a good job of controlling the pace and a decent job of shot selection. If you take a quick shot or a bad shot against this team, it's almost like a turnover because they just take it and go the other way with it. So we got to make sure that we get good looks, and our rotation back defensively is good as well.
On the offensive end, they shoot the ball extremely well, both from the field and from the three-point line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They get the Teats kid, I don't know what she's shooting on there, above 60 or around 60, I think. She's a tough matchup, but they just take really good shots. They run their stuff. They don't get in a hurry. They don't, just stand at a three-point line and jack threes all day. They just get really good looks at it, and that helps their shooting percentage, obviously.
Teats had 21 the last time against us. How do we play her today?
We got to do some of the same things defensively with our posts in terms of pushing off the block and making her work for a catch. We also got to get to a front, and make sure our help side's there. But then we got to make sure that our guards can dig in a little bit. Not that we're going to double her, but she does like to dribble down there. And we got to have our guards give some sort of help to our post players, because it's just a really tough matchup.
It's got so many weapons. We talk about Ackerman, Lemko, Bohinski. They can all score a ton of points if you're given the capability.
Yeah, Ackerman's a great point guard. 5'10", and you don't see that very often. But she can post a little bit. But, her biggest thing is she doesn't turn it over. I think she has 58 assists and 28 turnovers in conference or something like that. So she has a great assist turnover ratio, makes great decisions. And then they get some wings that can shoot it as well. So it's a tough matchup.
So how do we meet this team today?
We got to do a good job against their zone. Got to make sure we get good looks, and then we got to knock some shots down, and then we got to try to control the middle on defense, not let them get anything easy near the rim.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you, sir.
Gina Johansson, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gina Johansson pregame show. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Bronco Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletes.
Is up first. It's going to be a matchup between the number one ranked Morningside Mustangs and the 10th ranked Hastings College coming in here. But both teams coming off of losses from the other night. Morningside dropped a ball game to Mount Marty, losing there by a score of 84-77. As Gina talked about in the pregame show, Mount Marty came in here and hit 15 three-pointers and upset the Mustangs on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hastings coming off of a loss to Concordia by a score of 75-72. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for an afternoon of basketball here today on 1230 KHIS. Good matchup here in the opener. Like we said, number one ranked Morningside, 10th ranked Hastings College. The Mustangs, you know all about their history. They've won four NAIA Division II national championships. They made the Final Four seven times in the last 12 years. Hastings and the Morningside has had a great series, so to speak. They played us in the semifinals of the national tournament a season ago and beat us by the score of 66-63. In fact, the Mustangs have won five straight games from Hastings College. Our last victory was back on January 18th of 2014 when Hastings won at the Osborne Sports Complex 64-55. We have not won here in Sioux City in this building since 2011 when the Broncos beat Morningside by a score of 54-50. So it's been a while since Hastings has beaten the Morningside Mustangs, and especially here in this building, Morningside holding a 17-10 advantage in the all-time series. We'll get you the starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College, they're going to go this way today. It's going to be Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" senior out of Holdridge, Nebraska. Also, Abby Jackson, 5'6" and a senior out of Hastings, St. Cecilia. Holly Hill, a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha. Tika Thompson, a 5'8" senior from Columbia Heights, Minnesota. And Rachel Jeldon getting a start today. She's wearing a protective cover on her nose that she took a major hit in the ball game last week. And she's wearing a protective cover on her apparent broken nose here today. Rachel Jeldon, a 5'10" and sophomore out of Holdridge. Starters for Morningside, Lexi Ackerman, 5'10" and junior from Rock Rapids, Iowa. Ackerman, a major force in this offense, averaging about 12 points per ball game. She scored 16 the last time we played these guys. Taylor Bohinski is a 5'9" junior out of Millard North. Bohinski averaging 8.8 per ball game. Madison Braun is a 5'8" sophomore out of Bellevue West. Braun is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Jessica Teets is a 6'2" senior out of Bancroft Rosalie. Teets right now is averaging 13.7 points per ball game. She scored 21 in the first meeting against Hastings College. Jordan Wallenberg is the other starter, 5'10", a senior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Wallenberg right now is averaging 6.6 points per ball game. So it's Hastings College and Morningside. Again, we met earlier in the season at a ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, and Morningside was able to squeak out a one-point victory over Hastings, 71-70. So the Broncos are going to be dressed in the black uniforms here today with their crimson trim. Morningside is going to be in their white uniforms with their crimson trim as they come out on the floor. Jamie Sale, the head coach of the Morningside Mustangs, he's built quite a program here. He is in his 15th season as the head coach of the Morningside Mustangs. So it's Hastings and Morningside, the number one ranked team in the country here this afternoon. And Morningside controls the opening tip. The Mustangs will shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings will start off with a man-to-man defense. There's the ball going to be poked into the backcourt by Morton. The scramble is on. It's going to be retrieved here by the Mustangs. Jessica Teets has got the ball. Now to Ackerman. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to a Jordan Wallenberg. Out between the rings now to Madison Braun. Comes across the top to Bohinski. Bohinski now to Lexi Ackerman here on the near sideline. Back out on top. They get it to Wallenberg. Dumps it down low to Teets, and the shot is up and in. That's going to be a tough matchup down low for Hastings. Jessica Teets, she's a good ball player. And she's averaging 13.7 points per ball game. 2-0 is the score. Pressure now by Morningside here in backcourt. Hastings brings it. Now the ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Morningside. A turnover on Hastings. We cannot turn the ball over against Morningside and stay in this basketball game. That's the first turnover in the ball game for Hastings. Morningside has got the ball. It's a 2-0 ball game. Driving down the lane is going to be Ackerman. Ackerman, the ball is poked away and is picked up here by Jeldon of Hastings. Jeldon gets the ball now to Atika Thompson as she runs it into the forecourt. Picked up there defensively by Taylor Bohinski. They move to the far sideline now to Abby Jackson. Now to Atika Thompson. Skip pass goes down in the corner. Jeldon has got the ball. Now to Jackson. Dribbles inside. Bounce pass goes down to Morton. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Braun. Second turnover on Hastings. And now a foul is called in backcourt. So two possessions for Hastings and two turnovers against this Morningside defense. It is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as giving up points. They only allow 61.2 points per ball game. They're also number one in scoring offense. They're averaging 84.3 points per ball game. So here comes Lexi Ackerman back with the ball for the Mustangs. Brings it across the 10-second line. Picked up by Jackson. There's a nice pass there to Brown. Drives a shot, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Morton of Hastings. Morton gets the ball now to Jackson near sideline. Abby brings it back to the center of the floor. The Broncos are down 2-0 here in this ball game. Here's Tika Thompson. Drives her shot off the window is good. Tika Thompson scoring there for Hastings. Thompson had 16 points the last time these two teams played. And the Broncos have tied the score now. 2 points apiece just underway. They're at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. There's Braun with the ball. Kicks it out here to Bohinski. Down to Wallenberg. Beyond the three-point circle. Hands away to Ackerman. Drives the ball. It's going to be a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Tika Thompson. She drives. Gives it to Jackson. Shot is up there. Good. Abby Jackson scores on the Morningside turnover. And Hastings has now got their first lead of the ball game. It is 4-2 with 7 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a lob pass into Teets, and she can be fouled in the play. So Teets is fouled in the play here by Hastings. It's going to go on Jeldon. That's going to be her first. That's going to be the first team foul on the Broncos, or actually the second team foul on the Broncos here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, so Morningside will play things in. They come to the near side. That's going to be Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Thompson gives her room in three-point territory. Now to Wallenberg. Now to Bohinski again. Wallenberg at the top of the key. Picked up there by Morton. Over here on the right sideline to Madison Braun. Takes it underneath the basket. Throws it back on the wing to Ackerman. She drives the ball. It's going to be tipped away and picked up by Hastings. A second turnover on Morningside. Jolin has got the ball. Now to Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Abby drives it. Bounce pass down in the corner. Holly Hill out to Tika Thompson now. Tika drives the ball down the lane, dumps it away to Jeldon on the baseline. Her shot no good. Tip try no good. Battling for the rebound brought down by Hastings. That's Morton with the ball. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now they get it to Holly Hill down the lane, and she's fouling the play. So Hastings getting second chances at a basket here. This foul is going to go on Jordan Wallenberg. That's going to be her first. That's going to be the first team foul called on the Mustangs here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Holly Hill. Hill, a 71% foul shooter on the season. She averages 10 points per ball game. Her shot is up there and in. Holly had a good ball game in that first meeting with the Mustangs. She scored 16 points. Jeldon is going to come out. Here comes Kelly Schreibvogel into the ball game now for Hastings. Holly Hill will have one more. Shot is up there and the shot is good. Hastings College has got a 6-2 lead now over number one ranked Morningside here in women's college basketball action on 1230 KHIS. Lexi Ackerman with the ball from Morningside. Ackerman goes over here to Wallenberg. Wallenberg had it knocked loose, but she picks her back up. Now drives the ball against Morton. Lob pass comes back to the free throw line to Ackerman. Back inside, a shot by Teets is up and in. Jessica Teets gets the score there. She's got both field goals now for Morningside. 6-4 is the score. Tika Thompson drives it down the lane, leaves it down in the corner to Hill. Now to Jackson on the wing. Three-pointer, yes. Abby Jackson hits a three-pointer for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game at Hastings. Is out to a 9-4 lead here in this one. Taylor Bohinski with the ball now. Goes back inside to Teets. Her shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound Morton. Morton gets the ball now to Abby Jackson down the near sideline. Here come the Broncos. Jackson with the ball. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Hild is open for her three. Takes a shot and hits it. Holly Hild hits a three ball. Timeout Morningside. Timeout Morningside with 6 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 12 and Morningside 4.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all of the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You will see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. A good start for the Broncos. 12-4 is the score. Hastings has got the lead, and now Jamie Sale has made some substitutes coming in there, some substitutions into the ball game. Here's Allison Bachman with the ball. They get it outside the ring now as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. So a lot of new faces into the ball game. Bachman gives the ball here to Brandon Tye. Now back inside. That's going to be Corbett with the ball. His shot is up there. It's in.
And she is fouling the play. This is Audra Corbett, who's into the ball game now for Teets at the post. And she is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Foul goes on Kelly Schreibvogel. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line will be Corbett. Her shot is up there and in. So a three-point play by Audra Corbett right off the bat. She's a freshman out of Laurel Concord. So it's now a 12-7 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. Broncos have the ball. Abby Jackson brings it back to the center of the floor now. Jackson comes over here to Atika Thompson, driving from the wing. Gives it back out to Jackson. One of the three comes inside the arc now. Throws up a long jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Brandon Tye for the Morningside Mustangs. She'll bring the ball back here and give the ball to Lauren Lemko, who's into the ball game now. Over on the deep wing on the left side, that's Allison Bachman with the ball. Brings it back to Boher. That's Tristan Boher. So five new faces into the ball game here for Jamie Sale in that last timeout. There's a feed inside to get it to Bachman. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouling the play. Now, like I say, no foul. That was a block out of bounds. So no foul on Hastings. No, Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it underneath the hole here to Lemko, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by Hastings. That'll go on Schreibvogel. So two personal fouls on the Schreibvogel, and she's going to come out of the ball game. Jolin quickly down to the scorer's table for head coach Gina Johansson. Alex Edwards down here. Jordan Johnson also will check in. Shot from the free throw line is up there and no good by Lauren Lemko. She's an 87% foul shooter on the season for Morningside as a team. The Mustangs are hitting 73%. That is fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's the second one is up there and in. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's now a 12-8 ball game. Hastings down on top. Broncos down the ball. We're down to 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tika Thompson with the ball to Jackson. Tika Thompson in the deep wing on the right side. Trying to penetrate, can't do it. Leaves it out here to Alex Edwards, now to Jackson. Bounce pass back out to Alex. To Abby Jackson on the wing, takes it to the free throw line. Skip pass down in the corner to Johnson for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds underneath the hole here. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Audra Corbett was the last to touch it there from Morningside. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Broncos have an early four-point lead here over Morningside. 12-8 is the score. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Abby goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Thompson. This group playing a zone defense as well. There's Atika Thompson. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Limcall for the Morningside Mustangs. Back the other way. A driving layup. No good. Foul called. Allison Bachman misses the driving layup. And now a personal foul is called on Morningside. And the rebound is going to go on Tristan Boher. Boher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Mustangs here in the first quarter. 4:07 to play. Hastings out on top. 12-8 over Morningside. Broncos come back with the ball. Abby Jackson comes over here on the wing. Alex Edwards down in the corner to Jordan Johnson. She loses control of the ball and it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Morningside's Tristan Boher. So it's going to be Hastings' ball. They'll play things in right in front of the Mustang bench with 3:53 to play. Here in the opening quarter, they'll get things in. That's going to be Thompson with the ball. Tika Thompson here at the top of the key. Moves to her left on the wing. Lobs it inside down to Jeldon. Jeldon dribbles one, sends it over to Jackson. Takes it down on the baseline. A running one-hander is up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose and it's brought down by Hastings. Jordan Johnson has got it for the Broncos. Now to Edwards. Now to Tika Thompson. Back inside to Jeldon. She is hammered on the play. And Jeldon will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. A personal foul call there on Audra Corbett of Morningside. That's going to be her first. No free throws. It occurred on the drive, so Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Tika Thompson just hits it off of the back of Corbett. Goes up for the shot. It's no good. Rebound Hastings. Jeldon gets it to Johnson. Now to Tika Thompson. Outside down to Jackson. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass. Comes out to Tika on the wing, takes it into the paint. Back outside to Jackson, drives the ball down the right side of the lane, gives it away to Edwards. Edwards now to Thompson for three. Shot is up there short, no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Morningside. So the Broncos had their chances there and couldn't finish. Here comes Morningside. They're trailing the ball game by a score of 12-8. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. A foul is going to go on Alex Edwards. That's going to be her first foul. Morningside trying to penetrate down the lane and Edwards is calling for the reaching in foul there. That's going to be foul number five on Hastings here in the first quarter. So we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Tristan Boher going to the free throw line now for Morningside, a 55% foul shooter in the season, averaging 2.3 points per ball game. And a free throw is up there and in. Tristan Boher scores there for Morningside. She's a freshman from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. 5 foot nine. She goes to the stripe for her second shot here. Should be 12-9 now, I think, on the scoreboard for Morningside. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Boher drops down a couple of free throws here in this one. 12-10 is the score. 12-10 is the score. Morningside now back to within 2 points. Here comes Jackson Booth, and now for Hastings. Jackson to Holly Hill, now to Abby out here. Near the 10-second line. Jackson running the offense. Bounce pass goes over on the wing. That's going to be Holly Hill, who's back into the ball game now. Hill, cross-court pass. Comes over to Alex Edwards. Now to Jackson, down in the corner to Hill. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Morningside. Allison Bachman with a rebound to the near sideline to Boher. Gets the ball ahead, and it's out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Brandon Tye, out of bounds. That's three turnovers now on Morningside here in the first quarter. 12-10. Hastings out on top by a couple of points here. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. From Galley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. Here comes Jackson back with the ball for Hastings. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Hild in the corner. Jacks up a three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Morningside. Jessica Teets back into the ball game. Grabs the last rebound there for the Stangs. To a Limco as he comes into the forecourt now. Deep wing on the left side. That's a Bachman. Gets it back inside and shot is up and in. Jessica Teets scores again. She had 21 the last time they played, and she got six already here in this one. All in the first quarter. Here's Edwards for three. Here's shot good. Alex Edwards throws up a three ball for Hastings. And Mount Marty came in here on the Wednesday and threw up 15 threes against Morningside and upset the Mustangs. There's a driving layup. It's going to be no good there. Allison Bachman goes for the hole and couldn't score. Hastings comes back with the ball. Jackson now to Jeldon. Shot is up there and in. Rachel Jeldon scores on the assist from Abby Jackson, and Hastings is back out to a five-point lead. 17-12 is the score. A minute and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They get the ball inside again to Teets. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play as Jeldon goes down. So Jessica Teets scores again. Hastings is going to have to get some help in there because Jessica Teets is going to eat us alive. She's got four field goals here in the first quarter and 8 points. And now she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to tack on one more. Rachel Jeldon is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be two fouls now on Jeldon. Schreibvogel has got two fouls when she was in there trying to defend Teets. Now we're going to have Jeldon come out of the ball game. Hastings will go with Roshan Holly. We'll try her luck. Here comes Teets at the free throw line now. Her shot is up there and it's going to be good. So Teets gets a three-point play. The Mustangs are back within 2 points, 17-15. Morningside now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Here comes Atika Thompson, left-handed dribble across the timeline for Hastings around the screen. Thompson now drives the ball to the right sideline. Skip pass comes out here to Holly Hill. Now to Tatum Stinger, who's into the ball game for Hastings. Here's Thompson with the ball on top of the key. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Alex Edwards now to Tika. Fakes the three. Dribbles down low. Here's the ball to Roshan Holly, and her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. So some dribble penetration there by Thompson. Took the ball down the lane. Dishes off in the last second there to Roshan Holly, and she's fouled in the play. So Holly goes to the free throw line. Limco picks up the personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be her first. Shot from the free throw line by Holly is up there and in. Holly just a 47% foul shooter in the season. She hit 8 out of 17 free throws on the season coming into this one. She nails her first one right here. There's the next one. It's up there and in. She's got a couple of points. She scored 10, her season high, 10 points against Morningside the last time we played back there in December. Hastings has got a four-point lead, 19-15 now over the number one ranked team in the nation. There's a limb call with the ball. Back outside, three-pointer by Ackerman. It's going to be an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Don't see that very often. Lexi Ackerman, a good outside shooter, hitting 48% of her field goals, and that one is an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Broncos have the lead, 19-15 with 30 seconds to play. Here comes Tika Thompson back with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to Chelsea Morton on the wing. Morton out to Thompson. Tika dribbling with the ball, gives it away to Holly Hill to the far sideline to Chelsea Morton. Moves it down in the corner. Morton comes out here to Thompson now. She drives it down the lane. Comes over to Tatum Stinger down in the corner to Hild. Her shot for three is up there and in. Holly Hild hits her second three-pointer, and the Broncos are out on top by 7. 22-15. 5 seconds to play. Now Thompson is hit with a personal foul, knocking the ball away from Lexi Ackerman. So Thompson picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. That's 16 fouls now on Hastings here in the first quarter. And going to the free throw line is going to be Lexi Ackerman for Morningside. She's their best foul shooter, 81% from the free throw line. She scored 16 the last time these two teams played. Shot from the line is up there and in by Ackerman. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Jordan Wallenberg for Morningside. Ackerman will have one more shot from the stripe here. 22-16 is the score. Next one is up there. It is good. 22-17, 4.2 seconds to play. Thompson with the ball down the near sideline. Launches from the 10-second line. Her shot's going to be off of the right side. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books here in women's college basketball from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Hastings College with a lead. It's the Broncos 22, Morningside 17.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate. Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Michigan is leading the Nebraska men's basketball team 33-30 at halftime. That's at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Got the action today over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Hastings in the first quarter of play hit 6 out of 14 from the field, and they hit 4 out of 8 from three-point territory. Morningside was 5 out of 10 from the field, 0 out of 1 from three-point territory. Broncos getting a couple of three-pointers from Holly Hill there, and that's the first quarter. There's a pass inside. They get it to Roshan Holly, and she lays it in. Holly now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 24-17. As we start this second quarter, Morningside lobs the ball inside. That's Wallenberg, and she's going to be hit on the play. So Morningside's M.O. is pretty easily recognizable here in this one. They're going to pound the ball inside all day long here on the Hastings College defense. With Teets and now Wallenberg. Wallenberg picks up a personal foul on Chelsea Morton. Wallenberg to the free throw line now. Her shot is up there and in. Jordan Wallenberg is a 75% foul shooter on the season. Morningside now 8 out of 9 on free throws so far in this ball game. And Wallenberg will have another shot right here. That's her first point of the ball game. 9:37 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. And now it's a 24-19 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Here comes Tika Thompson back with the ball now for Hastings. Madison Braun will pick her up now. She brings it into the forecourt. Tika to the far sideline. Holly Hill has got a couple of three-pointers so far in the ball game for Hastings. Entry pass, get it inside to Holly. Wheels in the lane. Her shot no good, but she's called for traveling. Hammered on the play, but she's also called for traveling. That's the third turnover now on Hastings here in the ball game. So Morningside will come back the other direction. Hastings 24, Morningside 19. Lexi Ackerman with the ball now for Morningside across the timeline behind a screen from Wallenberg. Gives the ball away to Wallenberg now at the top of the key. Comes over here on the right side to Madison Braun. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Ackerman for three right down through the hole. Lexi Ackerman knocks down a three ball there for Morningside from the deep, deep left corner. And now it's a 24-22 ball game. Hastings out on top by 2. Tika Thompson, far sideline, Hill inside now to Holly. Roshan with her back to the basket here. Long pass goes back outside to Hill, who returns the ball back to Holly, and she's fouled in a play. Roshan Holly is fouled inside. It's going to go on Teets. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Morningside here in the second quarter of play. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jordan Johnson. Going out will be Tatum Stinger. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tika Thompson looking. Comes out here to Jordan Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson comes across the top, down a hill. Not to Tika again. Thompson dribbling with the ball. One hands it down in the corner. That's to Jordan Johnson. Out to Tika Thompson. Top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Double team. Comes over to Hild. 4-3. Your shot is up there. Right down through the hole again. Holly Hild with three three-pointers here in the first half of play. 27-22. Hastings with a five-point lead. Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Now to Wallenberg. Out here for Morningside. Now to Madison Braun. Madison dribbling with her left hand. Being pressured out here by Holly Hild. Morningside fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Down in the corner to Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski, her pass out of the wing is going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Madison Braun. Keeps it alive here for Morningside. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Ackerman at the free throw line. A shot good. Lexi Ackerman scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game as the shot clock was winding down. 27-24. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Holly Hill now to Roshan. Holly from the corner. Her shot no good. Rebound Jessica Teets of Morningside. Teets brings it up down the right sideline. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Tika as she drives it to the hole. Her shot good. And interception there. Morningside's turnover. Tika Thompson gets the field goal. Tika now with 4 points in the ballgame. 29-24. Hastings still with a five-point lead here in this one. There's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman stops. Wallenberg has got it top of the circle. Over to Madison Braun. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Bohinski. And the ball is stuck up there. She goes up for the shot. And the ball is stuck between the rim and the backboard. So I have to get that down. Into the ball game now. There's going to be Allison Bachman for Morningside. Coming out will be Taylor Bohinski. So 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 29-24. The other game's going on in college basketball for the women today in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Briar Cliff. Doan is at Dort. College of St. Mary playing at Northwestern. And Concordia is at Mount Marty. So it'll be Morningside playing the ball in from underneath their own basket. Bachman has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Gives it to Madison Braun. Down in the corner now to Lexi Ackerman. She drives the ball, spins against Jackson, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Edwards gets the rebound there. Gets it away to Abby down the near sideline. Gets it ahead down to Jordan Johnson. Cross-court pass to Thompson. Tika dribbling with the ball here, top of the key. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Stops, goes over to Edwards. Two-handed pass comes out here to Jackson. Down near side, Jordan Johnson for three. Shot good again. Jordan Johnson throws up a three-pointer. And Jamie wants to call a timeout. Jamie Sale, the head coach for Morningside, just shakes his head every time the Broncos throw up a three. This is happening right in front of him down here on the Morningside bench. 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32, Morningside 24.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Historically, Hastings has not shot the ball very well in this building, but tonight, this afternoon, they're lighting it up. 32-24, Hastings with a lead over number one-ranked Morningside here this afternoon. Lexi Ackerman with the ball, entry pass to get it inside to Teets. Her shot is up there and in. So they go back to work inside to Jessica Teets. She's now got 5 field goals, and she's got 11 points in the ball game. 32-26, Hastings with a lead. Broncos on the ball. Jackson has got it out here in three-point territory. Alex Edwards. Edwards down to Tika Thompson. On the wing, dribbles it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound defensively. Wallenberg has got it. Jordan Wallenberg will bring the ball up now for Morningside to Lexi Ackerman. Drives it to the hole and scores. Lexi Ackerman scores for Morningside. You get their transition going, and they're hard to stop. Ackerman now with 9 points in the ballgame, 32-28. Hastings with a four-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Edwards out here to Abby Jackson. Holds it. Abby wanted to pull the trigger from three, did not. Goes over in the wing to Thompson. Skip pass down in the corner. Edwards for three. Shot good again. That's the hot spot down here in the left corner. That's 2 three-pointers for Alex Edwards in this ballgame. 35-28. Hastings has got the lead. Last two opposing teams that have played here have shot the ball well from three-point territory. There's a teaser. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play as they go right back to work. Yeah, Mount Marty came in here on Wednesday and fired up 15 three-pointers. to beat Morningside. Hastings had four threes in the first quarter alone. They've added a couple here in the second quarter. Now Jessica Teets back to the free throw line. She's already got 11 points in the ballgame. Their shot is up there. That's off of the back iron. It's no good. Teets will get one more. Here comes Schreibvogel back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Edwards comes in. Holly Hill returning to the lineup. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings out on top of Morningside by the score of 35 to 28. Jessica Teets will have one more here for the Stangs as she looks up there. It's down through the hole. Good. Jessica Teets hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 35 to 29. Abby Jackson brings the ball up the far sideline for the Broncos. Hastings shooting into our basket to our left here in their black and crimson uniforms here this afternoon. That's a Jackson holding the ball. Comes across the top down to Hill. Brings it back to the other side. Far sideline, a three-pointer by Johnson is no good. Rebound comes down here to Wallenberg. Wallenberg now to Lexi Ackerman. Here come the Mustangs. Near sideline of Madison Braun. Wallenberg gets to the far sideline out of Bachman. To Ackerman, now to Bachman. Entry pass inside. Teets shot good. Boy, they can just do that all day long today, and Hastings has no answer for Jessica Teets. She has got 14 points in the ballgame, keeping the Mustangs into this thing. 35 to 31. Hastings goes to work inside. Schreibvogel mishandles a pass, but was knocked out of her hands there by Lexi Ackerman. So Hastings will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Holly Hild will inbound the ball for the Broncos with 4:45 to play in the second quarter. Jackson with the ball at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Stops and pops her shots off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Madison Braun for the Morningside Mustangs. Out races the Bronco defense. Big collision down the lane and a traveling violation. Holly Hill went to the deck as Madison Braun just ran right into her, taking the ball in the hole. And a traveling violation is called there on Braun. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Brandon Ty. She's back in there for the Mustangs. Also coming back in will be Audra Corbett. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings out on top by a score of 35 to 31. Now the Mustangs will apply a little bit of pressure here in backcourt. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Abby dribbles to the left side to Holly Hill. Now to Jackson. Entry pass inside to Schreibvogel. Back out here to Holly Hill. Skip pass goes to the far side. Jackson with the ball. Now to Hill. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Battled for. The rebound is brought down by Schreibvogel. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wallenberg. She falls down with it now, and a jump ball is going to be called. Wallenberg fell down coming up the floor, and a jump ball is called. And the alternating jump is going to be ruled in Hastings' favor, so the Broncos will play things in. Jamie Sale protesting that call. He thought maybe Wallenberg was tripped coming out there. It happened right here on this end in front of us, and that might have been the case. The officials might have missed one right there. Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Jackson takes it to the right side of the floor to Jordan Johnson. Her pass is deflected out of bounds there by Allison Bachman. Bronco basketball coming your way today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. At the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today, 35-31. Broncos are leading Morningside in women's college basketball. Jackson gets it into Schreibvogel. Now to Holly Hill. Drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is blocked down, but a foul is going to be called here on Corbett. Audra Corbett is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Hill. Holly has got, 11 points already in this ball game today. She's hit 3 three-pointers, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So I'll have a couple of shots here. The first one is up there and in by Holly Hill. The Broncos now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today after going 5 for 15 from the line and probably costing us the ball game on Wednesday against Concordia. Hastings missed 4 free throws in the final 2 minutes of that ball game against the Dogs on Wednesday in a 1-point contest. But so far, so good for Hastings. They're perfect from the line. Here's Hill. Her next shot is up there. It's down through the hole. It's good. Holly Hill now 4 out of 4 from the line. 37-31. Hastings with a 6-point lead over Morningside. We're down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Brandon Ty with the ball. She's double-teamed. Ty gets it to Wallenberg. Out of Ackerman. Ackerman gets away from Tika Thompson. Drives it underneath the basket. A reverse layup up there. No good, but she's fouled in a play. That's going to be Schreibvogel picking up the personal foul. That's going to be 3 fouls now on the Kelly Schreibvogel. She's going to have to come out. Roshan Holly immediately down to the scorers table now. Head coach Gina Johansson. Under the free throw line will be Lexi Ackerman. 9 points so far for Lexi, and her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. There comes Holly in. Schreibvogel out for the Broncos. 37-31 is the score. Morningside trailing the ball game here. Lexi Ackerman will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Score that one as Lexi Ackerman gets her second free throw to go down. Broncos are still up by 5 points at 37-32. Here comes Tika Thompson back with the ball now for Hastings. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Jump pass over to Hild for three. Her shot is up there. It's good again. Holly Hild is lighting them up today for Hastings. That's 4 3-pointers. And she has got 16 points here in the first half. Lob pass goes inside to Corbett. Kicks it back out. Right sideline to Brandon Ty. She throws up a three. Rims off. No good. Rebound offensively. Foul shot up and in. That's Wallenberg. Wallenberg got the offensive board and the putback. It's now 40-34. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Under 3 minutes to play. Down in the corner. It's going to be Tatum Stinger who's back into the ball game. Tika Thompson, entry pass to get it inside to Hill, and she's fouled in the play. Holly Hill is hammered inside, and she'll go back to the free throw line here for Hastings College. So Morningside having all kinds of problems with Holly Hill. We're having problems on the other end with Jessica Teets. That foul one on Lexi Ackerman. That's going to be her first. So Hill to the free throw line for Hastings, and her shot is up there. The shot is good. Holly Hill with 17 points here in the first half for Hastings College. Her season high, 20. Way back when we played Southwestern in a non-conference game. Second free throw is going to be off of the right side. No good. So that's the first miss for the Broncos from the free throw line today. There's a shot taken off of the baseline. That's wild there by Bachman. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Deacon Thompson down the right sideline for Hastings. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. Short. No good. Gets her own rebound. Follows and scores. Deacon Thompson with an offensive board and a putback. She's got 6 points. Hastings out on top now by 9 points. At 43-34 here in the second quarter from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. There's a Brandon Ty with the ball down on the right sideline to Jordan Wallenberg to get it to Ackerman. Inside down to Corbett. Scores around to the bucket there against Holly. Backs up down the lane. Moves it toward the goal and scores. Audra Corbett scoring. That's her second field goal. She's got 5 points. 43-36. Hastings College with a 7-point lead with a minute and 54 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Thompson with the ball. Thompson comes over here to Holly Hill. Now to Thompson, top of the circle. Over to Tatum Stinger. Down to a Thompson again, top of the circle, looking to penetrate. The ball poked away. Thompson picks it back up. Tika still with the ball. Out here in 3-point territory. Now to Edwards. Out of Thompson. Edwards sets the screen. Thompson with the ball inside the free throw circle. Puts it up to the shot. No good. Ball poked around. It is loose. And it's finally taken down here by Morningside. Brandon Ty with a rebound. Alexi Ackerman gets the ball ahead. Now to Bachman. On the wing on the left side, lobs it inside, down to Corbett, scores around to the basket, drives the ball toward the goal against Roshan Holly, now gives it up to Wallenberg. Wallenberg now down the right sideline is Ty, and she loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. That's the turnover on Morningside. That's their fifth turnover here in the first half of play. 1 minute and 10 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it's 43-36. Hastings has got the lead. There's a Tika down the right sideline for Hastings. Cross-court pass comes over here to Jackson. Back to Tika, holding the ball, holding it, sends it down in the corner. Back out to a Tika Thompson, now to Holly Hild. Moves it down in the corner again. Back out to Tika here at the top of the key. Moves it inside the free throw circle to Jackson. Down in the corner to Edwards, and a traveling violation is called on Alex Edwards. 4 turnovers on Hastings. So now with 49.8 seconds to play, it'll be Morningside inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Mustangs trailing Hastings by 7. Here comes Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Right-handed dribble. Brings it back to the center of the floor there to Limko, who's back in the ball game. Left side, the Bachman lobs it back underneath the hole, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of, off the fingertips of Thompson, who is guarding Teets inside. Ball goes out of bounds, and Morningside will play things in. 19 on the shot clock. 38 on the game clock here in the second quarter. They come way outside now. Allison Bachman behind the screen. Bachman gives it away. Driving the ball toward the hole is going to be Lemko. Her shot is up there again. A scoop shot there is off of the window and down through the hole. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the ball game, 43-38. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 20 seconds to play. And now Gina wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout to try to set something up here for the last shot of the second quarter. We'll take a break with 21.6 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 43, Morningside 38.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the Barbecue Trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the Brisket Special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Final seconds of the second quarter. Hastings has got the lead, 43-38. Broncos inbounding the ball here. Jackson is holding on to it. Looking at the clock, we're down to 10 seconds to go. Abby Jackson dribbles with it now. Jackson moves it to the top of the key to Thompson. Down in the corner to Hild. Inside now to Roshan Holly. Her shot no good. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in now with 7/10 of a second remaining. Here comes Willicott down to the scorer's table for Hastings. She'll check in. This will be a lob situation, I'm sure, with 7/10 of a second to go. Tika Thompson will look to inbound the ball. Thompson just lobs it into the lane. It is loose, and that's all she wrote. So Hastings does not get the final basket there, but a very good first half for Hastings. Broncos have the lead here over number one ranked Morningside at the break. It is Hastings 43, Morningside 38. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental. Affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob. He's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
What's so grand about the Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's? Start with your favorite pizza pies, salads with all the fixings, pastas from spaghetti to lasagna, and sauces to make the variations practically endless. The breadsticks and Valentino's desserts, and now roasted chicken too. It's the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's. Open weekdays 11 till 2 and from 5 till 8:30. Open till 9 Fridays and open all day on weekends with a Sunday brunch from 10 till 2. What are you waiting for?
The Hastings College Halftime Show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer. Enjoy lunch or dinner with their grand Italian buffet. Easy carryout or delivery. Just call 402-463-6761. That's Valentino's, 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Now, let's go courtside with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Right, back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon, Hastings College women's basketball. Broncos have the lead over the number one ranked team in the nation. Morningside, the score at the break, it is 43-38. Hastings with the advantage. Broncos got off to a fast start today, jumped out to a 12-4 lead over Morningside. Mustangs came back, pulled within 5 points at 17-12. Broncos had a 5-point lead at the end of the first quarter at 22-17. Broncos got out to a 9-point lead in the second quarter at 43-34. The Morningside scores the final 4 points of the second period, and now the Mustangs are trailing by just 5 at halftime, 43-38. It's been a very good half for Hastings College offensively. Holly Hild has got 17 points in the basketball game here at halftime. Hild has knocked down 4 3-pointers, and she is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Holly Hild getting the job done for the Broncos here in the first 20 minutes of play. Alex Edwards has knocked down 2 3-pointers. She's got 6 points. Tika Thompson has got 3 2-point field goals. She has got 6. Abby Jackson with a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points here at halftime. Roshan Holly, she's got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 4. And Rachel Jeldon has got a field goal and 2 points. So after hitting 5 out of 15 from the free throw line Wednesday night at Concordia, the Broncos have knocked down 7 out of 8 free throws here in the first half of play against Morningside. The Mustangs are being led so far by Jessica Teets. Hastings with no answer on Teets in the block here. She has got 6 field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Teets has got 14 here at halftime. Lexi Ackerman, she has got 10 points. Ackerman has got 1 3-pointer, and she's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Ackerman has got 10. The other scorers for Morningside, Audra Corbett came off of the bench to score 5 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Jordan Wallenberg, she's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the line for 4 points. Lauren Lemko has got 3 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. And also scoring in the ball game was Tristan Boher. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Morningside, 11 out of 14 from the free throw line. Turnovers right now, we got Hastings College with 4. Morningside has got 5 turnovers in this first half of play. So the Broncos have the lead. The score is 43-38 over the Morningside Mustangs. Other games going on in the conference today. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing here in Sioux City against Briar Cliff. Doan is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa today against the Dort Defenders. The College of St. Mary's also in the Hawkeye State today. St. Mary's playing at Northwestern down in Orange City. And Concordia is at Mount Barney today. One game will be played on Sunday up at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. That will feature Midland at Dakota Wesleyan. The women's conference standings as play gets underway today. Morningside has got the lead right now. They're sitting at 11-2 in conference play. Concordia is in second place at 10-4. Hastings currently third at 9-4. And they've got Briar Cliff and Dakota Wesleyan tied for fourth place now with a mark of 8 wins and 5 losses. Hastings with a lead here over Morningside at halftime. The score is 43-38. Brandon Peoples will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight and more Bronco basketball coming your way on 1230 KHAS.
This is it. Gary Michaels Clothiers, 50% off the entire store of men's and ladies' fall and winter clothing. Stock up on select suits, sports coats, dress shirts, and ties, half off. All winter sportswear by Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, Cutter, and Buck, half off. Outerwear, leather jackets, wool top coats, up to 60% off. Many new Brighton markdowns from jewelry, watches, wallets, sunglasses, and handbags, 30 to 50% off. Do not miss this sale. Now through January 31st at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone.
You might have played in the NBA. You might have served as an Undersecretary of Agriculture or an Assistant Secretary of State, a Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court, or a world-famous mathematician. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumni. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. Many of them are still in touch. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
Welcome into another Hastings College Spotlight. Today we are joined by a Hastings College art student. She is Catherine Arias, a senior at Hastings College. We're pleased to have you out here.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about this art show that recently happened early January. You were a part of it, and you actually took Best in Show for your piece. I guess, first of all, describe your piece for the listeners and what inspired you to draw it.
So the piece that won was the first for my junior thesis, and it's 2 portraits of my father that I took inspiration from post-impressionist and impressionist painters to kind of elevate the portraits to make them a little bit more important. And yeah, that's the piece that won.
And so your father, you must have a pretty good relationship with your father. This meant a lot to you. And of course, you got a great honor here with Best in Show.
Yeah. So the whole collection of pieces that I made was a total of 3, and they were all important figures in my life, important family members. So I did my father, my mother, and my grandmother and my siblings. So it's really close to my heart, I suppose.
How did you get involved as an artist here? Were you an artist from an early age? How did that all happen?
Yeah, I've been I suppose drawing since I can remember. Again, with my dad, he would do little doodles just to make me laugh and to keep me entertained, like during church or something. It was just a fun time, and I've carried that tradition into my life. So yeah.
And you're from Nebraska. I see you're from Lexington. Did you ever win anything like this in high school?
No, but we did compete in kind of regional things. We did a competition that where the art department would do murals, and that's also something I really enjoy doing. I've done a mural in Lexington, and we also did a mural recently in Kearney with my brother. So
okay. Now, this art show had a variety of different kind of arts. What are some of the things that you liked there that you saw, maybe that you didn't do, but saw some of your other fellow students do?
Yeah, it was a great show. I'm actually the student director of the gallery, so it was my job to put all the work up, and I was very impressed. We had a lot of good variety of paintings and also some really interesting 3D work. The nice thing about the all-student show is you don't have to be an art major, and we had several entries that were just people that are just interested in art or so happen to take, like, a ceramics class or something. So,
well, I know the art program is something that Hastings College is very proud of, and you've gone through it. Now you say you're a senior. What have you found that you enjoyed the most about going through this program?
I think the best thing about the art program at Hastings College is that it's a community, and you don't feel like your peers are like competing against you. It's more like they're working with you, and everybody's willing to help each other out. So if we're stuck on something or some sort of problem, we can always reach out to our peers or to our professors, and it's a nice community.
Now, for people that may have missed the art show, is there a chance for them to go view some of this work anywhere on the campus?
Yeah, the show will be up until the end of January, and it's also open on the weekends, on Saturdays from 10 to 4, and on Sundays from 2 to 4.
Excellent. All right. And so you being an art major here, what's next for you after graduation? What do you plan on doing?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. Right now, I'm looking into the possibility of going to grad school. So I've really enjoyed working in an art department. So hopefully at some point in the future, I can come back as a professor.
And I think you'd like that. You were talking a little here beforehand about that new art center being built here. I imagine you'd like to be part of that at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be pretty great, and I'd love to visit. And, yeah, maybe sometime I can come back and maybe teach. Who knows?
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations on the Best in Show honor. Again, what's the name of the portrait there again?
I think the one that won was Mi Familia, number one.
Okay. So. Again, and that's you can see that on campus. And, again, where's that located at?
At the Hastings College Art Gallery.
Okay. All right. Well, again, Catherine Aris has been our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight. We appreciate the time, and good luck going forward.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in India and then did residency in three different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with two little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer. bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Sioux City. Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Halftime of the women's ball game. It's 43-38. Hastings College has got the lead. At last check, Nebraska's men's basketball team, they were trailing Michigan 70-64 with 2:02 to play in the second half. So the Huskers down by six with 2:02 to play to the Michigan Wolverines. A couple of other women's basketball scores to report to you from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Mount Marty is leading Concordia. The Lancers going for their second consecutive upset of the week. Mount Marty came in here and beat Morningside on Wednesday, and now they've got a 12-point lead over Concordia at halftime. The score is 46-34. That one being played up in Yankton today. Doan has got the lead over Dort at halftime by a score of 22-16. Hastings College with a lead here over Morningside. It's 43-38. You're just joining us. The Broncos have thrown up 8 three-pointers here in the first half of play, led by Holly Hill, who has got 17 points in the ball game. And the Broncos have the lead over the number one ranked team in the nation, Morningside, by 5 points. Jessica Teets having it all her way in the block there for Morningside. She has hit 6 field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 14 points here at halftime. So Holly Hill with 17 for Hastings. Jessica Teets with 14 for the Morningside Mustangs as we get set to go here in the second half of play. Just getting an update here. Concordia is now trailing by a score of 52-41. 52-41. They're now in the third quarter of play up in Yankton. So we're ready to go for the second half here from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. It'll be Morningside inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play in their white and crimson uniforms as they play the ball in. That's going to be Lexi Ackerman getting in the inbounds here. Ackerman has got the ball now on the right wing. They get it to Wallenberg. Comes across the top. That's Bohinski. Her entry pass could be deflected out of bounds. Again, they're trying to pound the ball inside to Jessica Teets. And why not? Teets has been very successful in there today. The senior from Bancroft Rosalie for the Morningside Mustangs. 43-38 is the score. There's a Taylor Bohinski with the ball now for Morningside. Goes over to Ackerman. Skip pass goes to Wallenberg for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is brought down here by Hastings. That's Holly Hill. She loses it, but it's picked up here by Abby Jackson. Jackson has gotten down the far sideline for the Broncos. Hastings into their offensive zone. 9:28 to play, just underway here in the second half. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Now to Holly Hill on the wing on the right side. Hill dribbles between a couple of defenders and draws a personal foul on Taylor Bohinski. That's going to be her first. First team foul in the Mustangs here in the third quarter of play. Hastings will play things in right in front of their own bench down here. Shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Hilda's got the ball to Tika Thompson. Lobs it over here to Hill. Their shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman brings her up the floor now from Morningside. Gets it ahead. Madison Braun has got it on the far sideline. Hastings still in a man-to-man. Here's Ackerman on the wing on the left side. Goes out to Bohinski. Drives it down the right side of the lane against Thompson. Puts up a shot, no good, but she is ducked in the play, and Thompson picks up the personal foul. Tika Thompson picks up her second personal. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the third quarter. They're going to the free throw line for Morningside will be Taylor Bohinski. Hastings has led this baby most of the way. They've got the five-point lead right now. Ackerman's, rather, a Bohinski shot is going to be no good. She'll get one more. Morningside scored the first 2 points of the ball game, and then Hastings came back to grab a 4-2 advantage, and they haven't trailed since. Second shot is up there. It's missed, but the rebound comes down to Ackerman. Her follow shot is no good. Now we got a jump ball call and a rebound as a Jeldon wrestles Taylor Bohinski to the ground here. Broken nose and all. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 8:52 to play in the third. Hastings still out on top by five. It's 43-38 after a couple of missed free throws by Taylor Bohinski. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Tegan Thompson, hops inside, throws it down in the corner to Jeldon. Now to Chelsea Morton on the low block on the right side. Back out to Jeldon in the corner. Cross-court pass goes to Thompson. Now to Hild. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson still out here in three-point territory. Lobs it inside. Jeldon grabs the ball, and she's going to be stripped of it. Taylor Bohinski takes the ball right out of her hands. Bohinski back the other way on a three-on-two. Madison Braun out here to Lexi Ackerman. They lob it inside. The ball deflected away from Teets. Good play there defensively by Jeldon of Hastings. So a turnover on each team here in the third quarter. Abby Jackson has now got the ball for Hastings College as she works against this zone. Tegan Thompson over on the wing on the left side. One hands it back out to Abby at top of the key. Abby drives it to the right side now. Right sideline, and now she's called for being out of bounds. She stepped on the sideline here. So a turnover on Hastings. That's the sixth turnover on the Broncos in the ballgame. And Morningside will play things in just by 8 minutes to play. In the third quarter, Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 43-38. Nobody has scored yet. Thompson tips the ball away. It's loose here. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Tika. Now drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Tika Thompson gets the field goal and one. And she'll go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. The foul is going to be called here on Taylor Bohinski. Great play there by Tika Thompson. Deflecting the ball away and then scrambling to the near sideline right in front of the Bronco bench. Picks it up and drives it toward the goal. She was blasted on the play there by Bohinski as she goes tumbling down, and the goal went down through the hole. So Tika Thompson goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. This will be her first chance at the free throw, and her shot is up there and in. Hastings out on top of Morningside now. Here in the second half, it is 46-38. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Sioux City today. There's a Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Back outside, Braun, a long three is up there right down through the hole. Madison Braun hits her first field goal there from long range. And it's a 46-41 ball game now. Hastings out on top by 5 points. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Cross-court pass goes over there. Jordan Johnson, she drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Hastings with a rebound. Jeldon gets the rebound out to Jackson in the corner. Now to Jordan Johnson. Top of the key to Thompson. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Johnson for three. Shot good. Jordan Johnson hits a three ball. That's her second tray. And it's now a 49-41 ball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Morningside with the ball. Wallenberg has it deflected away. Now the jump ball is going to be called as Wallenberg is tied up in the play there by Jackson. Now Wallenberg is a little slow in getting up here. A jump ball was called. Wallenberg just now getting to her feet here. She might have to check out of the ballgame. Down to the scorers table and checking in is going to be Bachman. She'll come in though for Taylor Bohinski. 49-41 the score. Hastings out on top by 8 points. 6 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Morningside will play things in. Wallenberg goes into the backcourt. Ackerman grabs the ball. Jackson right in her face defensively. Ackerman brings the ball into the offensive zone here for Morningside as they get the ball in the high post to Wallenberg. Now driving down the right side of the lane is Ackerman. She goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. It's picked up by Hastings. Another good defensive play there by the Broncos. Here's Jackson inside to Jeldon. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Wallenberg as she runs the floor. Back the other way. Has it tipped loose. The scramble is on. Now a jump ball is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. Morton picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. The Morningside fans getting a little restless behind us. They feel cheated here in this ballgame today. Some of the calls not going exactly as they see it. 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's a 49-41 ball game. Hastings out on top by 8 points. Jordan Wallenberg will inbound the ball off the far sideline from Morningside. Gets into the hands of Lexi Ackerman. The ball knocked away again. Jackson nearly had it. Picked back up by Morningside. Here's Madison Braun inside the free throw circle. Goes to the far sideline now. With the ball there is going to be Allison Bachman, who gives the ball away to Madison Braun around the screen from Wallenberg. Launches up a shot from the corner. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jordan Johnson has got it. Down to Tika Thompson down the right sideline. 6:10 to play. Third quarter, 49-41. Hastings with the lead. Tika Thompson down the lane. There's a traveling violation on Thompson. Traveling violation on Tika Thompson, and the Morningside fans give the official a round of applause. They thought maybe Tika got away with two or three of them here in the second half. She finally gets nailed for the extra steps. Turnover number seven on Hastings, 49-41. Broncos have the lead. Morningside has got the ball. Wallenberg takes a long three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for. Thompson comes out of there with the ball. Tika runs it back the other way. 3-on-3. Thompson down in the corner. Now to Alex Edwards, who's in the ball game. There's Tika back outside. Abby Jackson. Tika Thompson. Now to Jordan Johnson for three. Jackson went up there. The shot no good. Rebound Teets. Jessica Teets gets the rebound. Comes on the near sideline. Now to Allison Bachman. Hastings still with an 8-point lead. Wallenberg from the deep right corner. She's left open over there by Alex Edwards, but won't tank the shot. Lexi Ackerman now down in the corner to Madison Braun. Now we got a foul called and a block there. It's going to go on Jeldon of Hastings. So now Jeldon has got three personal fouls. Kelly Schreibvogel, she's got three. We've also seen Roshan Holly in the post today for Hastings. She has no fouls so far. Now Holly's going to come into the ballgame. 49-41. Hastings still leading Morningside by 8 points. They play things in. Teets shot up and in. Jessica Teets out for the inbound. She scores. She's got 16 points in the ballgame. Mustangs are back within six. 49-43. Approaching 5 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Here's Jackson with the ball. And we got a two to the whistle again. And a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Allison Bachman of Morningside. That's going to be her first team foul, number three on the Stangs there in the third quarter. Thompson coming out of the ball game. Here comes Holly Hill back in there. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. Alex Edwards gets it into Abby Jackson. Abby dribbling the ball down the right sideline. Stops, entry pass inside to Holly. Holly kicks it out to Edwards. Now left side, that's Hill with the ball around the Edwards screen. Bounce pass goes to Edwards on the far sideline. Now to Holly Hill, 15 seconds on the shot clock. To Jackson, it rolls out of her hands, but she picks her back up. Jackson on the dribble to the top of the key now. Jackson looking, comes over here to Edwards. Now to Hild for three. Shot is up there, air ball, no good. Rebound comes down here to Morningside. Mustangs want to run back the other way. Ackerman has got the ball. Far sideline to Braun for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound, Roshan Holly. Holly has it knocked loose by Teets, but picks it back up. Holly goes over to Jackson. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Jackson goes down in the corner now to Jordan Johnson, being pressured by Braun. Bounce pass inside to Edwards. Cross-court pass comes to the near sideline now to Abby Jackson. Out the hill, top of the circle. Bounce pass back to Jackson on the wing. Jackson fires up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected there by Allison Bachman, and the ball is brought down by Ackerman of Morningside. Ackerman with the ball now in the offensive zone. To Lemko is into the ball game. To Bachman inside to Teets. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball battled for. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Morningside basketball. So Teets is knocked down that time. No foul called there. And again, Jamie Sale is all the way down to the end line. I think a contact lens has been jarred loose from Teets' eyeball. I'll stick that back in there. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out on top by a score of 49-43. Hastings a lot more physical today than we have seen in the past couple of ball games. Here's a Jessica Teets. Now to Ackerman. Drives the ball to the basket. She's going to be hit on the play. Tatum Stinger is going to be hit with a personal foul there for Hastings. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos. Every time the officials blow a foul on Hastings, the crowd goes berserk. But the fouls right now are four for Hastings and three on Morningside. Ackerman's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Ackerman's got 10 points. Brandon Ty coming back into the ballgame now for Morningside. 49-43 is the score. Hastings has got the lead with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the third. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. The ball deflected out of bounds here by Allison Bachman of Morningside. So Hastings will play things in. Bronco basketball for you here today on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. The men's game coming up at 4 o'clock here today on 1230 KHIS. Broncos working against some pressure in backcourt. Alex Edwards brings it across the 10-second line. Edwards to Holly Hill as Morningside will drop back into that zone defense. Here's Tatum Stinger. Now to Abby Jackson. Dribbles down the right side. Now gives the ball to Hill. Entry pass inside to Roshan Holly. Holly's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Morningside. That's Audra Corbett with the rebound. Gets into the hands of Ackman. Drives her back the other way. Stops in the lane. Kicks it out now for a three. Lemko shot up there and in. Lauren Lemko scoring a three-pointer. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. It's 49-46 now. Hastings College with a three-point lead with 3 minutes to play here in this third quarter. As the fans get into the ball game now, Jackson sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Tatum Stinger with the ball. Now to Jackson. Two-handed pass out here to Hild. Hild at the top of the key. Brings it back to Jackson on the wing. Dribble penetration. She stops. In trouble. Sends it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. Ball intercepted here by Corbett. Morningside can tie here with a three-point field goal. 49-46 is the score with 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. There's Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman fires up a three. Her shot over Edwards is going to be no good. Rebound Holly. Roshan Holly has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Abby Jackson. Runs her back the other way. Hustles into the forecourt. Jackson now pulls up over here on the wing. Runs the offense. Goes over to Hill on the deep wing left side. And the foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Bachman. Second foul on Bachman. Team foul number four on the Mustangs here in the third quarter of play. Here comes some substitutes coming in here. We got Tika Thompson coming back in. Chelsea Morton coming back in for Hastings. Taylor Bohinski coming in there for the Morningside Mustangs. 2:15 to play. Good ball game here this afternoon between number one ranked Morningside and 10th ranked Hastings. And now Thompson immediately throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down to the baseline there to Morton, and she threw it wide of the target. Nine turnovers on Hastings. 49-46. Morningside trailing by three, but the Mustangs have the ball back here. Brandon Ty has got it into the offensive zone. Lemko hands it away to Bohinski now. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Bachman. She drives the ball inside and draws contact. And the foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go. That's going to be Tatum Stinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number five on Hastings in the third quarter. So now we got some free throws coming up here. It's going to be Allison Bachman going to the free throw line. A 75% foul shooter on the season. That her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings 49, Morningside 47. A minute and 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Allison Bachman will have one more. She toes the mark, throws it up there, and a shot right through the hole. 49-48. This is as close as Morningside has been in a long, long time. Hastings has really dominated this basketball game, but Morningside just kind of hangs around. That's what good teams do. Stinger with the ball. Stinger now to Tika Thompson. Back to Tatum Stinger on the wing on the left side. Back out to Tika. Top of the circle. Stinger again has got the ball. Entry pass inside to Holly. She goes for the holer shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. Roshan Holly gets the field goal and one. Holly's having a good ball game as well for Hastings College. Holly hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 6 points. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more. Corbett's going to come out of the ball game now for Morningside. Here comes Teets back in there. As Holly took that ball right to the goal against Audra Corbett of Morningside. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Roshan Holly. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Kelly Schreibvogel into the ball game. Going out will be Holly. It was just in the pregame show today. We talked about getting more production off of the bench. And we're getting it here today with Roshan Holly for Hastings College. 52-48. Broncos have the lead. Here's Teets, and she's going to be fouled into play as they got the pass down there. That's going to go on the Schreibvogel for Hastings. That's going to be the fourth foul on Kelly Schreibvogel. So she was in there to try to give Roshan Holly a little breather. Now Holly is back down to the scorer's table. She's going to have to check in there. So a quick breather by Roshan Holly. She'll have to come back into the ballgame. Teets' free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Teets is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here today. It's a 52-49 ball game. Hastings College now with a 3-point lead as Jessica Teets will have one more here for the Mustangs. Her shot is up there and in. Teets now with 18. 52-50 is the score. Third quarter. Minute and 20 seconds to play. Hastings has the ball back to their offensive zone. Hild out here to Tika Thompson. Tika goes over to Stinger on the wing. Back out to Tika. Running this offense against the zone of Morningside. Down in the corner is Hild. She circles around and the ball goes off of her foot out of bounds. Now the officials look at one another. And they're going to give the ball to Hastings. And again, the fans disagree. They said that was off of Hild's foot. Evidently, the officials saw it differently. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Holly gets it in. There's Tika Thompson driving the baseline. A shot no good. Battled for. The rebound brought down here by Hastings. Holly Hill has got it now to Chelsea Morton, now to Tika Thompson. 50 seconds on the game clock, 25 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings with the ball, Stinger down in the corner, Hill for three, shot good. Holly Hill throws up another three-pointer. She's got five of them today. 55-50. There's a pass back the other way, and the ball's deflected out of bounds. Holly Hill, 20 points in the ball game here for Hastings. That ties her season high. Last time she did that was way back beginning of the season when we played Southwestern of Kansas. 55-50. Here's Lemko with the ball now for Morningside as they hand it away to Allison Bachman. Drives down the lane, and the ball's going to be stripped away, and a foul is going to be called here on Thompson. Tika Thompson is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. So now Bachman goes to the free throw line. Allison Bachman to the free throw line. She's 2 out of 2 so far today. Tika having a brief conversation with one of the officials saying, hey, what did I do? Bachman's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get another one. Tika grins at the official and goes back to the center of the floor. 55-50 is the score. Allison Bachman will have one more. Shot is in the air. That one is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball in a five-point lead. Here's Abby Jackson down the right sideline. Abby into the forecourt now with 22 seconds left. Here in the third quarter, Hastings go for the final shot here, leading by 5 points. 55-50. Here's Abby Jackson holding the ball. Now with 10 seconds. Abby dribbling with it to the left side. Now brings it back to the center of the floor. Stops at the top of the key to Holly Hill. Down to Thompson. Drives the baseline. Running one-hander. Hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. And time runs out here in the third quarter. Three quarters in the books. Women's college basketball action here today. Hastings has the lead. It's the Broncos 55 and Morningside 50.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The clearance sale is going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Get a reclining bonded leather sofa or a reclining sofa with drop-down table. Your choice for only $649. Save on Simple Gel memory foam queen sets for $499. Up to 24-month no-interest financing, too. Hurry in for these prices because once they're gone, they're gone. Don't miss the clearance sale at Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Final score in from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Michigan has beaten Nebraska today. The score is 81-68. Michigan 81, Nebraska 68. Through three quarters, Hastings right now hitting 39% of their field goals. They're 18 out of 46. The Broncos 10 out of 18 on threes for 55%. Morningside hitting 16 out of 32 from the field for 50%. The Mustangs 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%. Hastings 9 out of 10 for the free throw line in the ball game today. Morningside 15 out of 24. Hastings has the lead 55-50 as we start the fourth quarter of play. Broncos shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Thompson for three. Shot is off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Morningside. Running back the other way is going to be Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Down to the near sideline. Bachman for three. Shot good. Allison Bachman knocks down a three, and it's a 55-53 ball game now. In the early stage of this fourth quarter, this is far from being over. Tika Thompson drives it down the right side of the lane. Again, they wanted a traveling call, and he didn't get it. Abby Jackson over on the wing on the left side. Jamie Sales about ready to blow a cork here in front of us. Tika Thompson with it here on the right side. Gets it out to Holly Hill between the rings. Down to Jackson on the far sideline. Abby dribbling with the ball with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Abby passed down in the corner. That's Morton with the ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. To Holly Hill, takes it to the free throw line, throws up a shot. It's off of the right side. No good. Jeldon grabs the rebound, and the Broncos get the ball back here. They'll have a fresh shot clock now. Here's Tika Thompson. Mishandles the ball. Picks it back up, and then the ball's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Bachman running back the other way. Driving layup is good, and she's fouling the play. Bachman is fouling the play. She went to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. We are tied up at 55. The foul here is going to go on Abby Jackson. So Morningside is Got the game tied up now as Bachman will go to the free throw line for the Mustangs. She is 2 out of 4 from the line so far today. She'll have one shot here to try and make this a three-point play to give the Mustangs the lead. Hastings has led this baby from almost the opening tap here today. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Morningside with the lead. Mustangs have a 56-55 advantage here. This is their first lead since 2-0. 56-55 with 8:44 to play. Hastings will play things in. They're in backcourt. Chelsea Morton will look to get it in. She does to Jackson. In Morningside, pressuring a little bit back here now. Abby Jackson winds her way up the floor. Brings it into the offensive zone with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Tatum Stinger now to Jackson. Jackson dribbling with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Jeldon. Jeldon is hit in the nose. And she's got that protective cover on there. She is hurt there. She got smacked in the nose. And she's wearing that protective cover after she took a shot to the nose the other day in the ball game. That was last Saturday, and now Jeldon's going to have to come out. Yeah, she's wearing that protective mask, and somebody gave her a shot to the nose. And, boy, she was in some pain there. She's going to have to come out of the ball game. She was injured last Saturday in the ball game at home. So now Jeldon is on the bench for Hastings. Morningside's got a one-point lead, 56-55, and they've got the ball. There's a Lemko. She powers her way to the goal, and the ball's going to be stripped away. Morton has got it now for Hastings. A turnover on Morningside is Lemko. Loser of the ball. Here's Jackson back the other way. Jackson down the near sideline. Hands it away to Holly Hill. Now to Jackson. They're running one-hander on the baseline. Is up there and in. Jackson hits a shot. Abby now with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead. 57-56 here in the fourth quarter. 7:50 to play. Here's a Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Comes on the near sideline to Bachman. Bachman cross-court pass. Goes over there to Brandon Tyer. Three-pointers. An air ball. No good. Foul shot is up and in. Jessica Teets pulls it down and scores there. He's now got 16 points in the ball game, or check that, 20 points in the ball game for Teets. It's a 58-57 ball game. Morningside down with the lead. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson dribbling with it, sends it back inside to Holly, and she'll be fouling the play here by Teets. Jessica Teets picks up the personal foul. So Teets picks up the foul. This will only be the first foul in Morningside here in the fourth quarter of play. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lexi Ackerman wants to come into the ball game. Now she'll be allowed to do so. Brandon Tye is going to check out. Ackerman back in the game. Morningside 58, Hastings 57. Women's college basketball action for you today. You're on 1230 KHIS. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bohinski. The Broncos with another crucial turnover right there. Down the right sideline, Lemko has got it now. Back out here to Bohinski. Dribbles into the free throw line. Bounce pass comes over here to Bachman. Entry pass inside to Teets. Shot is up there. Good. Jessica Teets scores. 60-57. This is the biggest lead Morningside has had today. Now Gina wants to call a timeout. Hastings will burn a timeout here. 6 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 60, Hastings 57.
Are you in need of a meeting place? The Glenwood Business Center has a new state-of-the-art executive boardroom for rent by the hour, day, or week. It's a beautiful new facility in downtown Hastings and perfect for your professional business meeting, a classroom and training event, or just a private off-site location to hold your next meeting. Glenwood can help plan your complete meeting with catering, snacks, and concierge services. Call today, 402-303-1000, to reserve your meeting date.
1230 KHAS.
What another classic battle between Morningside and Hastings. We've seen this time in and time out. They have put on some great shows over the past couple of years. Morningside has won the last 5 games, though, in the series. And Hastings has not won in this building. I told you earlier, they have not won in this building since 2011. Hastings picked up a 54-50 win over Morningside that day. Right now, it's a 60-57 ball game. Morningside has got a 3-point lead over Hastings College. Broncos will play things in. Hastings has led this baby most of the way. Morningside had a 2-0 lead, and they just came back to grab their first lead. here in the fourth quarter since then. 56-55. They're now leading by three at 60-57. Hastings with the ball. Jordan Johnson has got it here on the near sideline. Bounce pass down in the corner to Morton. She is double teamed. Morton delivers the ball out here to Abby Jackson now. Over to Tika Thompson on the wing. Thompson looking to penetrate. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be too far by Roshan Holly, out of bounds. Turnover. So some crucial turnovers here for Hastings down the stretch. Tika's going to come out of the ballgame now. Tika's going to come out, and Jordan Johnson is going to come back in there. 60-57. Hastings down by three. Morningside's got the ball, though. Limko with the ball now. Comes into the forecourt. And some contact made, but no foul call there. Bohinski to Limko. Going for the hole. A scoop shot good. Thorne now with 8 points in the ballgame. Morningside with a five-point lead. 62-57. That was 6 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. All of a sudden, the number one-ranked Mustangs have caught fire. Here's Hastings with the ball. Holly Hill down to Jackson. Goes right to Jackson or Johnson here on the near sideline and right through her fingertips out of bounds. Another turnover on Hastings. Edwards comes back in. Tika Thompson coming back in. Holly checks out. Chelsea Morton checks out. No, Tika did not come into the ballgame. We're going to go with Jackson, Edwards, also Jordan Johnson, Holly Hill, and Rachel Jeldon, who's into the ballgame now for Hastings. 62-57. Hastings down by 5 points now. Now the Morningside loses the ball out of bounds here. Allison Bachman lost the handle of it. It goes sailing over the end line. That's going to be 8 turnovers now on Morningside. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Broncos are down by 5 points with 5:44 to play in the ballgame. Abby Jackson with the ball. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Jackson sends it over to Edwards. Now to Jackson. Near sideline to Hild. Gets it inside to Jeldon. And she's hammered on the play. And she goes up for the shot. And Jeldon will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Foul in the play there by Jessica Teets. Teets now with 3 fouls. Jeldon goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Jeldon has got 2 points so far today. Had 11 the last time these two teams played back in December when Morningside beat Hastings by 1, 71-70. Shot from the free throw line is up there again by Rachel Jeldon. She's a 69% foul shooter on the season. Now 58 out of 83 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. Good. Hastings doing a great job from the line here today. We've missed only one free throw all day long. 5 out of 15 on Wednesday in the ball game against Concordia. Hastings back to within 3, 62-59. Here's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Goes on a high post. Limko hands it away again. Ackerman drives and her shot's no good, but she's fouled into play. Foul here is going to go on Edwards. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 2 on Hastings here in the fourth quarter of play. But going to the free throw line and a shooting foul is going to be Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman's got 10 points in the ballgame. 3 out of 6 in the stripe so far today. 81% for the season. Ackerman's free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be good. Lexi Ackerman will have one more shot here for the Morningside Mustangs. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Ackerman nails a couple of free throws, and that gives Morningside a five-point lead again at 64-59. 5:15 to play. Still plenty of time here in the fourth quarter for Hastings. Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Now to Jeldon. Entry pass inside to Hild. Now to Abby. Dribbles into the free throw line. Out to Johnson for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Ripped out of there by Edwards. Alex keeps it alive for Hastings. Gets the ball back into the hands of Jackson. Two-handed pass goes over to Jordan Johnson. Bounce pass comes out to Jackson at the point. Sends it over to Holly Hill. Dribble penetration. Back out to Abby. She takes it down the lane. Kicks it out to Johnson for 3. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman sends it to the far sideline now to Limko. Limko drives the ball against Edwards. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Teets tipping the ball, and she's going to be hit with a personal foul. Teets over the back of Rachel Jeldon. Jessica Teets just picked up her 4th personal foul now for Morningside. Teets is going to have to come out. Here comes Jordan Wallenberg back in there. So 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Now Morningside will play a couple of minutes without Jessica Teets. There's been a lot of their offensive punch here today. She's got 20 points in the ballgame. Hastings down by 5 points right now. It's 64-59. 4.5 to go in the ballgame. Jackson with the ball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's trying to set it down in the corner to Johnson. Ball tipped out of bounds there by Allison Bachman of Morningside. So Hastings will play it in here on the near sideline, down here in the corner, as a Jackson will play things in. Abby's got the ball, looking. He's got to come way out on top now to a Johnson. Now to Jeldon. Brings it back to Jordan Johnson. Tika Thompson now, left side of the lane. Dribble penetration, throws it down in the corner to Jackson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Jeldon, her shot no good. Battled for, it's loose, and it's picked up there by Morningside. Now a foul's going to be called on Thompson. Tika Thompson picks up her fourth personal foul here in backcourt. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos here in the fourth quarter. Jeldon's going to come out. Here comes Roshan Holly back into the ball game now. Inbounding the ball over there for Morningside is going to be Lemko as she gets it to Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski out here to the 10-second line to Lexi Ackerman now. Just by the four-minute mark here in this one. Hastings down by five, 64-59. There's Ackerman driving the ball to the hole and scoring. Lexi Ackerman scoring there for Morningside. She's got 14 in the ball game. Morningside now leading by a score of 66-59. The Broncos need a bucket. Hastings needs a basket here. Tika Thompson gets it a hill. They're shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Lemko has got it down the right sideline. Now cuts it toward the hole. Draws contact. Foul is going to be called. Blocking foul on Hastings. Foul is going to go on Holly. That's going to be her first. Roshan Holly picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. Lauren Lemko will go to the free throw line now for Morningside. She's got 8 points in the ball game. She's still got eight because that one bounced off of the back iron. No good. Lauren will have one more here for Morningside. 66-59 is the score. The Mustangs out to a 7-point lead. Next shot is up there. Good. It's one out of two from the free throw line. It's now 67-59. And now Gina wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. The Broncos have not gotten too much done. We've only scored 4 points so far. They now scored 17-4 here in the fourth quarter. We've got 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the final period. The score, Morningside 67, Hastings 59.
Even more basketball at the 9th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. 8 games featuring a highlight reel headliner between Colorado State champs Aurora Overland, featuring ESPN 100 power forward Deron Davis, against Omaha South, led by Husker recruit Aguka Rope. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 13th. Single tickets, good for all 8 games, featuring 7 area teams. Log on to HeartlandHoopsClassic.com for all the matchups. Get tickets now at the Heartland Event Center box office or via Ticketmaster.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3:24 to play in the ball game. It's 67-59. Morningside with a lead over Hastings College. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. There's Abby Jackson works against the zone defense of Morningside. Thompson driving the baseline. Contact made. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Thompson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. Tika just drives it from the left corner toward the goal, and that one rolls down through the hole, and she draws the personal foul, so Thompson will have a chance at a 3-point play here. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Jordan Wallenberg of Morningside. That's her second. Shot from the line is good, so a 3-point play there by Tika Thompson, and Hastings back within 5 points. 67-62. We approach the 3-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Good basketball game here today from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Taylor Bohinski with the ball. Bohinski now to Bachman. Moves it over here on the wing. That's going to be Lemko takes it to the free throw line, puts up a shot and scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, 69-62. Hastings again down by 7 points. Thompson dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone for Hastings. Goes over to Jackson, left side, back out to Tika. Center of the floor now. She drives it down the right side of the lane, stops and pops her shot. Good. Tika scores another field goal. She's got 14, 69-64. Now the Broncos need some stops on defense. 2.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Morningside with the ball. There's a Lemko. Gets it into the forecourt now for Morningside. Looking. Goes over to a Taylor Bohinski. Drives the ball toward the goal. A shot over Morton is good. Bohinski now with 4 points in the ball game. 71-64. 2:10 to play. Jackson with the ball. Jackson goes over to a Tika Thompson. Tika dribbles once. Brings it back to Abby. Sizes up to three. Now drives it down on the baseline. Still dribbling with the ball. Jackson comes out here to Holly Hill. Holly Hild with her left hand now spins at the top of the key, drives it down the lane. Jackson has got it. Abby goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is loose. It goes to the corner, picked up by Tika Thompson. Tika Thompson is going to try to drive the baseline. And now we got a blocking foul is going to be called here. Morningside had a player down. That was Allison Bachman. She was injured, and the play just kind of continued on. A blocking foul was called there on the Morningside, so now it's going to be Tika going to the free throw line. Bachman trying to shake off her apparent injury, and she's going to stay in the ball game. But she was down on the ground with a lot of pain down there as the play was continuing around her. Tika Thompson will go to the free throw line. That last foul went on Wallenberg. That's going to be her third. Tika to the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Tika is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She got 15 points in the ballgame. Here comes Teets back into the ballgame now for Morningside. She'll play with 4 personal fouls, so she sat for about 3 minutes with 4 fouls. Next shot by Tika. Hangs on the iron and goes through the hole. Bounces on the back iron about a dozen times there and finally decides to go down through the hole. 71-66. Hastings down by 5. Pressure now in backcourt. Morningside gets it away. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to Bohinski. Lobs it inside. Teets has got her shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. Jessica Teets gets the field goal and 1. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The foul went on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Morton picks up her 4th personal foul. And now Morningside is out to a 73-66 lead. Jessica Teets at the free throw line here from Morningside. Eyes the bucket. Shot up there. Good. 74-66. Hastings trailing the ball game now with 90 seconds to go. Abby Jackson comes over here. Holly Hild. Entry pass inside to Morton, to Jackson. To Tika for 3. Shot up there. Short. No good. Long rebound. Brought down by Morningside. Taylor Bohinski with a rebound. Gets it away. To Ackerman down the near sideline. Now to Bachman. Drives. Shoots. And misses. No good. Teets grabs the rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Hastings will play things in. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and the Morningside Mustangs here from the Alley Gymnasium. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Jackson with the ball now as we are approaching 1 minute to play here in the contest. Hastings is down by 8 points. Broncos need some quick buckets here. There's Jackson. Goes over to Hild for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. Holly Hild scores. That's her 6th three-pointer in this ball game. She's now got 23 in the contest. And Gina calls a quick timeout here. 57.3 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Morningside 74, Hastings 69.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Morningside has just called a timeout, so Jamie Sale is going to use the benefit of the new rule here. He calls the timeouts, and Morningside will have the ball in their offensive zone, and they'll play it in here in front of the scorers table. So Hastings called the initial timeout, and then Jamie calls the timeout during the break there. So now Morningside will play things in here on the near sideline with 57.3 seconds to play. Hastings had the lead at halftime, 43-38. Still had the lead after three quarters at 55-50, but this fourth quarter has not been generous to us. Morningside has outscored Hastings 24-14 here in this fourth quarter. Morningside plays things in. Teets, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball ripped out of there by Hastings, so the Broncos still have a chance here. Down by 5 points with 50 seconds to play. Tika Thompson with the ball. Tika stops at the top of the key. Gets it over here to Jackson. Now to Tika Thompson, to Jordan Johnson for 3. Yes! Three-pointer Jordan Johnson. From the far sideline, she's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 74-72, and a foul is called in backcourt. Jordan Johnson throws up a three-pointer from a different area code, maybe a different state on the far sideline. Right down through the hole, nothing but twine there for Jordan Johnson, who's now got 3 three-pointers and 9 points. Foul here in backcourt. It goes on, he's things that go on Jackson. That's going to be her second. So it's 74-72 with 39 seconds to play. Shot from the free throw line, no good here by Lauren Lemko. She'll have one more. So a smart foul there by Jackson in backcourt. Let's see what Lauren can do here on the second free throw. It's up there, and that one is good. One out of two from the free throw line. It's a three-point ball game. 75 to 72, 36 seconds to play as Jackson gets the ball in the offensive zone. Down to Tika Thompson, drives the ball. Tika double team, throws the ball out of bounds. Tika threw it into the corner, and Jordan Johnson was moving to her right just as Tika threw the ball right into the nickel seats on the far sideline. A turnover on Hastings. That's 13 turnovers. That was a big one right there. We've got 29.8 seconds to play, and we've got a timeout. The score, Morningside 75, Hastings 72.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
29.8 seconds to play. The defending NAIA Division II national champs, the Morningside Mustangs, with the lead here over Hastings College at 75-72. Morningside will play things in here on the near sideline. Well, Hastings needs a steal here. Still plenty of time, 29.8 seconds to play. Each team with five team fouls here in this fourth quarter of play. Morningside will play things into the backcourt to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman comes to the near sideline now to Lemko, and she's going to be fouling the play again, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Foul here on Holly Hill of Hastings. That's going to be your first. So now Morningside shooting free throws with 26.2 seconds to play. Lauren Lemko goes to the free throw line here for Morningside. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. She'll have one more shot here. Now it's a two-possession ball game, though. It's 76 to 72. Here comes Thompson back into the ball game. Chelsea Morton will come out. 26.2 seconds to play. Morningside looking for their sixth straight win here over Hastings in the series. Next shot is up there and in. And now it's 77 to 72. Hastings coming back quickly. Abby Jackson brings it across the 10-second line. Jackson now to Thompson. Thompson drives the ball. Her 10-footer is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound brought down here by Ackerman in the lane. Ackerman trying to get rid of it. She does. The Lemko on the far sideline. The Broncos now fouling. Now the ball is knocked loose. It's taken away by Hill. Hill out to Johnson for three. Shot is no good. Long rebound. It's going to be grabbed here by Ackerman. 1 second, and we got a foul called. Foul's going to go on Jackson with 0.8 seconds left. 77-72. Morningside has got the lead. Lexi Ackerman will shoot free throws now for Morningside, and that's going to be all she wrote there for Hastings College. The Broncos could not get that final field goal to go down. They give them a chance in the final seconds. Lexi Ackerman will go to the free throw line. She's 5 out of 8 so far today. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there, and the shot good. 78-72, Morningside with the lead. Ackerman will have one more. There's 0.8 seconds left. Ackerman's next free throw is up there. Good. 79-72. Hastings will inbound the ball, and that's going to be all she wrote. The Broncos had the lead until the fourth quarter. And Morningside outscores Hastings 29-17 in that fourth quarter. And they come back to beat Hastings for the sixth straight time. Second time this season, Hastings going down to Morningside today by a score of 79-72. We'll come back and get the final numbers right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
What's so grand about the Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's? Start with your favorite pizza pies, salads with all the fixings, pastas from spaghetti to lasagna, and sauces to make the variations practically endless. The breadsticks and Valentino's desserts, and now roasted chicken too. It's the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's. Open weekdays 11 till 2 and from 5 till 8:30. Open till 9 Fridays and open all day on weekends with a Sunday brunch from 10 till 2. What are you waiting for?
You might be a big city mayor, an astronaut, a professional athlete, a retired national championship coach, a member of Congress, the president of a major university, an Olympic champion. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumnus. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Women's game in the books and a dandy here today. Morningside ranked number one in the nation. They come back to beat Hastings College on a score of 79-72. Broncos got to a great start. They hit 8 3-pointers in the first half alone. Hastings was out to a 22-17 lead after the first quarter. Broncos led 43-38 at halftime. 55-50 after three quarters, and then the Morningside got things going in the fourth quarter, and they outscore Hastings 29-17 in the fourth quarter, and Morningside goes on to beat the Broncos for the second time this season and the sixth time overall in the series. Morningside wins by a score of 79-72, but a good performance today for Hastings, minus the final about the final 6 minutes in the ballgame. Hastings had some crucial turnovers down the stretch there. And you can't do that against a team as good as Morningside. Holly Hill led the way today for Hastings. She had 23 points in the ballgame. That's a brand-new season high for her, surpassing the 20 she put up against Southwestern in a non-conference game earlier this season. So Holly Hill with 23 points for Hastings College. She had 6 3-pointers, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free-throw line. Tika Thompson today had 16 points. She had 6 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line. The only two players to reach double figures today. The other scorers, Jordan Johnson hit 3 threes. She had 9 points, 7 for Roshan Holly. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Also scoring 7 was Abby Jackson. She had a 3-point field goal and a couple of 2-point field goals. She ends up with 7. Alex Edwards with 2 threes today. She had 6 points, and Rachel Jeldon held to just 4 points today. Jeldon had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jessica Teets, she scores 23 today for the Morningside Mustangs. She had 9 field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Teets with 23. Lauren Lemko comes back and scores 14 points, including 11 in the second half of play. Lexi Ackerman had 16 points for Morningside. Ackerman, she knocks down 1 3-point field goal, and she had 3 twos, and she was 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. So Teets had 23, Ackerman had 16, and Lemko, she had 14. The other scores for Morningside, you had Allison Bachman score 8 points. Audra Corbett, she had 5, 4 for Jordan Wallenberg, 4 points for Taylor Bohinski, 3 for Madison Braun, and 2 for Tristan Baher. Morningside wins it again by the score of 79-72 over Hastings College here this afternoon. Got the final shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 37% from the field today, 23 out of 62. Broncos took 17 more shots than Morningside. Hastings 23 out of 62 for 37%. Morningside was 25 out of 45 for 55%. Hastings knocks down 12 three-pointers in the ballgame today. They were 12 out of 26 for 46%. Morningside, they were 4 out of 12 from three-point range for 33%. From the free-throw line, Hastings, 14 out of 15. That's after they went to 5 for 15 on Wednesday night at Concordia. They come back 14 out of 15 from the free-throw line today, 93%. Morningside was 25 out of 36 from the free-throw line, 69%. Hastings out-rebounding Morningside 32-30. Hastings had 13 offensive rebounds, 19 on defense. Morningside, they had 3 offensive rebounds and 27 on defense. Hastings turns the ball over 14 times today. Morningside also had 14 turnovers. Hastings had 1 block shot and 10 steals. Morningside had 3 block shots and 7 steals. And the largest lead for Hastings was 9 points in the second quarter. Morningside led by as many as 8, and they win it today by 7 points, 79-72 was the final score here in this one. So Hastings with 32 rebounds in the ball game today. Rachel Jeldon, she had 7. Chelsea Morton had 6 rebounds today. And then 4 apiece for Alex Edwards. And also 4 rebounds for Kelly Schreibvogel. Morningside, her leading rebounder today was Jordan Wallenberg, as he comes up with 7 rebounds in the contest. Again, Hastings College dropping one to Morningside today by a score of 79-72. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.